Elizabeth spoke about love, and I'll say a few words about humility, because I believe that these are the main characteristics of a Christian character: love and humility. And Jesus Christ himself said that, "Learn from me, I am humble, and you can find rest in your hearts when you come to me and learn from me how to be humble, learn from me humility." And then Apostle Paul in Philippians, in the Epistle of Philippians, he begins to explain something about humility. And he says in chapter 2, verse 3, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility value others above yourselves." So humility is to value someone above myself, focusing not on the weak areas of the other, comparing to my strong areas, but the otherwise. We are called to focus on strong areas of the personality of the others and not make any comparisons. And then he begins giving Jesus Christ as an example. And he says, Jesus was the example of humility. And he says in verse 5, "In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus." And that is our theme. The same mindset. Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Now this is not very clear. If you read King James, New King James Version, it says, "Who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God." And there is a confusion here, because in the Greek text there is a word here, arpagmos, ouch arpagmon igisato, didn't consider it arpagmos to be equal with God. So what was arpagmos? That's what the scholars are discussing. Arpagmos is a rare word in ancient Greek, that's why there is a disagreement on what its meaning. But I believe that the main meaning is, arpagmos comes from the Greek word arpazo, which means seize in violence. So when there was a war and an army won a battle, then he had the right to plunder the enemy camp. So the soldiers went in the enemy camp, and every soldier take some booty and make a pile. "This is my own pile." And because of the arpazo, seized violently, this pile was called arpagmos. But when one soldier made his own pile of booty, the other one can take some from this pile and put it to his own pile. So when he was going to take a booty, he was saying, "Is it okay with my pile?" So arpagmos was something you seized, you hold it, and then you are, "No one will touch it. This is mine, nobody touch it." So says Jesus didn't consider being equal with God an arpagmon, a pile of his own booty he wanted to hold, nobody touch it. But, he says, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a slave, being made in human likeness. And that slave, Greek doulos, meant really slave, because he was born, Jesus was born in Israel when the Israelite people were under Roman occupation. And they were slaves to the Romans. And then Jesus died on the cross, and the cross was a way of execution that only slaves had to be executed with. I mean, no Roman citizen was permitted to go to a cross. Only substitutes and slaves. And it continues, and being found obedient, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. And in verse 9 says, therefore God exalted him. Well, therefore is very weak. The Greek text says, δύο και ο Θεός, which means, that is the reason why. It's not just therefore. It's, that is the reason why God exalted. What is the reason? The reason is, he was obedient and was humbled so much that God decided to exalt him and give him a name above all name. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. So this verse says that something happened in the heavenly places after the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Something happened. What happened? Jesus Christ's name was exalted every above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And this is a truth, a spiritual truth, that the spiritual world knows. The angels in heaven know it. The evil spirits know it, because at that name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And we have the name of Jesus, and it is important to understand that because Jesus had the servanthood mindset, the mindset of a servant, and he served the will of the Father up to the death of a cross, then God the Father exalted him. And now the spiritual world knows that Jesus Christ's name is exalted above every other name, and they have to bow in that name. I was amazed once. There were people coming for prayer after a meeting, and there was a row of people waiting to be prayed for. So when we got to one lady, he said, please pray for me, I have a spirit of fear vexing me. And so we prayed, and we commanded the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus to leave her alone and go away. And when we did that, another lady who was after four or five people waiting for prayer, she began jumping with joy. We said, what happened? She said, I was vexed by a spirit of fear, and when prayed and when you commanded to go, I got free. I said, okay. I was amazed. I mean, the spiritual world knows the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. When he heard that he had to go in the name of Jesus, he didn't wait his turn. He went away before we should pray for that lady. And I said, Lord, I need to understand the authority of the name of Jesus. The spiritual world knows it. Knows that it is exalted above every other name. And that he had to bow in the name of Jesus, and he had to go in the name of Jesus. So, it says that every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So there will be a time when every knee should bow, either want it or not. Every tongue will confess, either want it or not. But if we bow now our knees, if we acknowledge now, then when everybody would be obliged to bow, you and I, as members of the church, as members of Christ's bride, will be standing near Christ, as his bride, as his church, watching everyone to be obliged to bow in the name of Jesus. So, as we study the servant mindset of Jesus, let us have in our mind first that humility is the way to glory. We humble ourselves and then there is glory. And remember, the name of Jesus is exalted above all other names, and you have authority in the name of Jesus. If Jesus Christ is your Lord, you have authority in the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid from the devil. In Colossians 1:13 it says that he has rescued us from the authority of the darkness. Darkness has no authority over you, except if you give foothold to the devil. But if you don't give, you decide to give foothold to the devil, he has no authority over you, because you are taken out, you are rescued from the authority of darkness, and you have been transferred to the kingdom of the Son God loves. So live with the mindset of a servant, Jesus' mindset of humility, of service, but have in mind that you have authority over all the power of the enemy, because you believe in Jesus, and the name of Jesus is exalted above every other name on earth and on the spiritual realm. God bless you abundantly.